Eagle operator.
Joined.
Okay, I'll be putting you into the conference. Okay, one moment. Yes. Hello? Hey. Yeah, hold on one second. Okay, I had to put Mateus into the car. No, this is for a call right now. 1 o'clock. Oh, yeah. No, there's tomorrow, too, but no, this is for right now.
Mateus.
I believe
joined.
The other two in, and I'll verify that. Okay.
Hey, Mateus, this is Tanya.
Yeah.
Okay, on Hawa, her the first number is her, says it's disconnected. I'm trying the second number, and it's ringing busy.
Okay, so we leave it.
On Vanda, person answered the phone, says she's not there. Tried the second number, and it's saying it's not going through to check the number.
Okay, I'll write an email. Let's leave it for a moment.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Darlene.
Joined.
Hi, this is the operator. Who's on the line?
Darlene Thompson.
Okay, Charlene. Mateus just stepped away. We're trying to call the other participants in. It'll start shortly.
Okay.
Excellent.
Mateus?
Yeah.
Okay, Charlene.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Charlene's on the line.
Okay.
Charlene.
Hi, Darlene.
Hi.
Yeah. Joined.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who is that?
Oh, this is Darlene.
Oh, it's only you. Okay, I thought I heard somebody else.
Fine, it's only you, too. Cheryl.
Joined.
Morning. Is my line too noisy for people? I can hear a buzz on it.
No, it's clear on my end.
Sounds good.
I can live with a buzz. That's not a problem. I'll just have to wait till I get the coffee to make the buzz real, that's all. Is Evan on the call yet?
No.
In fact, I got a weird instant or escape from him at like just right before lunch. I'd already gone for lunch saying he thought he was losing his wireless. Could I call him on his landline? I called. I left a message. He didn't get back to me, and I see that he's not online now, which gives me a bit of a scare.
Yes, he might have fallen off the internet network temporarily.
Yeah.
Although it probably
hopefully. Hopefully the
phone's still up. Yes, hopefully the phone's still up, that's right, yeah.
Oh, how did it be? Yawn. I'm sure you'll understand. Is Frederick on the call? No, just adding to chat. Okay.
Yeah, good response to that, Cheryl. I'm just reading it now.
Oh, by the way, darling, when I actually get to just responding to list traffic as opposed to reading what's going on in Summit World, I think there's a little confusion about ALS grant funding in the at-large list. Any activity is RALO or ICANN ALS activity based. So, for example, an APNG camp sponsorship by Asia Pacific RALO is an outreach activity. So I think
Gareth Sherman
joined.
Hi there.
Yeah, Cheryl, I have the exact same understanding of that as you're
joined.
You know, saying too.
Yeah. So I don't actually see that there's a problem.
Yeah, he's getting some information from that came off of the last conference there in the Middle East. Where was
it? Yes, just off one line off a PowerPoint.
Yeah. Well, that's all some people need.
Well, as you know, the words on a PowerPoint and the words said in a presentation may not be exact transcripts, but...
Hello.
I did respond. And
good.
It's not quite a new model of non-sustainability or self-funding, so perhaps we needn't get our knickers too much in a knot.
No, no.
And it is on AFRALO, and it is on the other arm.
Well, hell, I'm sending in my application tomorrow for, you know, ICANN to fund all of my activities from here on in. No kidding.
Yeah, right. Well, you'll have
get right on that.
You'll have even less success with that than we do for ICANN-related activities, aren't we?
Hello, everyone, by the way. It's Nick here.
Hey, Nick. Hello, Nick. Just responding to the Lowell being perhaps somewhat taken out of context.
Well, I mean, if you want, I can tell you a bit more about origin of the phrases that you picked up.
Look, if you're desperate to respond to the at-large list, when you have absolutely nothing else to do in your life, Nick, feel free. But other than that, I'd let me know how your presentation went over breakfast this morning in Washington. Nick, you on Skype as well or just on phone?
I'm just on phone. I'll get on Skype though. Sorry I'm on speaker, but I'm in a hotel room.
That's all right. How did the presentation over breakfast go?
No, it's dinner.
Dinner? Well, I knew it was some meal.
Yeah. So it's a bit later, really.
Oh, okay.
I just... Aaron.
So, but I was talking to you at 5 a.m. your time. I get confused.
Yeah, I couldn't help it. I woke up very early.
Danny.
Joined.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
That is Frederick Kabul, I'm happy to tell you all.
Yeah,
indeed.
Hello, Frederick.
Hello.
Frederick,
this is my first teleconference, so I have to be excused if by any chance maybe you will not hear from me. But I will just, let's say, listen and appreciate both your tone of voice and also the substance of the discussion.
No problem, Frederick, but I notice you are attached now to the Skype chat, so I hope to have the summit Skype chat open as well. That helps a lot.
Thank you.
So who all do we have so far that I can...
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was the fifth caller, so perhaps we could do a roll call. I'm here. Nick's here. Frederick's here.
Darlene. I've got Darlene and also Danny.
I've got Matthias.
Gareth Sherman here.
Sherman, I think I saw Andreas. Andreas did say on Skype he'll be back in a minute. Is there anyone else who hasn't been named?
Yeah, Sebastian is online too.
Ah, excellent, Sebastian. Anyone else?
I don't have any apologies either that I know of. Is Evan coming?
Well, Darlene was saying that he was having Wi-Fi problems. But we're hoping that his landline is still okay.
Yeah, we have apologized from Sylvia Leite, we have apologized from Veronica Kretku, and we have apologized from Wolfgang Kleinwächter.
Power didn't say she wouldn't. Power should be a dial out. Nick, do you have the dial outs in front of you?
Awa was not on the list to be called, but I don't know. Because they, on the list it was just Veronica and Wanda, yeah.
Ah, okay.
But I think we get the trouble with the organization of this conference call. I am not sure that everybody received it on time, and then it may be a late announcement for some people.
Yes, Sebastian, for some reason the message that Matthias sent out at the right time bounced. He did manage to fix that, but as you can imagine, it has probably impacted on a number of people. Yeah.
Well, it's why I resent the message, because I just discovered that this morning, and I was not able to find a message saying that there was a teleconference tonight.
And thank you, Sebastian, so much for doing that, or else I wouldn't have been here. I would have been completely clueless.
Yes, thank you for that indeed. Okay, well, we may as well get started, although I would feel tacky with a couple more key players here, but we may as well begin, and that is going over the general introduction and welcome, and then the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. I'm hearing feedback as I'm talking. Is that bothering anyone else, or is this just my line? Because if it's just my line, I can live with it.
We're getting a bit of
crackle. You're doing the same for me.
Here we
go. Okay, now I've got on Skype, I've noticed Andreas was expecting a call. I think we do have some call-out issues. There's a web page to auto-call. Is that on the meeting? Yes.
Yes.
It's on the meeting notes. Great. Okay. Sorry, Nick, I don't mean to call you. I just did that accidentally.
Sorry, I'm just in the background trying to check on the...
Thank you.
The crash.
Okay, all we can do is hope that people who are expecting a call out may have got themselves Skype, and if they're on Skype, can use the auto situation. Yes, actually, Darlene, if you do want to give Evan a call, he's one of those people I'm filibustering for. That would be good. We'll even know if we can get in or not.
Figured so. I'll try. I'll be back.
Thank you. Because he's trying to fix internet connectivity. He may not be looking at his watch every 5 minutes. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to hang up and dial back in while you all pull up the minutes of the previous meeting, because I have this chipmunk feedback coming into my ear otherwise. I'll be back in 1 moment.
Joined.
Better? Is that any better?
That seems to be better, Cheryl.
Okay, right. Meanwhile, you've all had plenty of time to read the minutes of the previous meeting, haven't you? Is there any errata, any changes, any comments, any discussion? This is summary minutes of the 5th of March. Darlene,
the minutes are okay
joined.
With me.
Thanks, Darlene. Any luck with Evan?
Yeah, I got him. He's going to be here in about 5 minutes. His whole day is just blown up on him, but I've convinced him to at least show up.
I can imagine, yeah. Okay. We're just at the point in the agenda where we're looking at the minutes from the last meeting on March 5th. I've just called for any comments, discussions, or errata that needs to be changed. And I think I got a response. Okay, just been asked to give the link to the minutes, I think that is.
Got it.
All this boinging in the background. Sounds like we're in a fishing expedition. The most important outcome, which I think we will need to discuss in our review of activity in the next, since the last meeting, is of course the subgroup and the review. The survey question. So, recognising that we will be discussing those in the next section, I will now suggest that somebody who was at that meeting, other than myself, and is happy with those minutes, would like to move them as accepted, and then someone else can second that.
I move, Sebastian.
Thank you, Sebastian. Call for a seconder.
Seconder.
Thank you very much, Darlene. Okay, now that moves us on to item 3, which is the all-important review of activities since our last meeting. And to that, I'd like to, I'd like to call for the people who've been involved in those of the new sub-working groups, logistics and content, to give a summary review. Then I'd like to move to Nick, who has mentioned something about budget for the general meeting, but also we need to discuss the budget with Sebastian for the Paris meeting. And then we will open it for general discussion at the at-large statement in Paris. So if we can move in that order, I'd call on the logistics sub-working group to begin with. And I gather I'm breaking up. Sorry, Gareth.
But we don't have the two subgroup leaders, and it's maybe a little bit difficult. I didn't participate to any of those groups since the last our last conference call, and I can't give any feedback on what happened. I exchanged on the mailing list, but nothing else, I guess.
Okay.
Or maybe.
Has anyone else? Obviously, Evan will be with us soon. Has anybody from either of those subgroups got any information?
Darlene here. I think what Evan is going to be reporting, if and when he makes it on this call, is that our subgroup has done squat. Like, very little. Nothing.
Okay.
Let's just cut through the crap, you know.
Hello, is this the right conference call? I'm Wolfgang. I'm in the right conference call?
Yes, Wolfgang. Well, yes, you are.
Okay, thank you. You know, I'm trying since 15 minutes, but I was totally confused by the conference service. Sorry for interrupting you, but I only want to let you know that I'm now in.
Well, not only are you not interrupting, you have impeccable timing. We're just looking at the two subgroups and if any activity
has happened since the last meeting, so perhaps you'd like to comment on some of that.
Okay.
Wolfgang?
Yeah?
Would you care to comment on any activities that have happened since the last meeting on the 5th of...
No, I have no real comment because not so much happened.
Okay. So, I think what we can note is that we have a slight hiatus, one of which, of course, is going to change immediately after today's meeting. And when Evan joins us, I'll go back and allow him to do a report on his sub-working group as well. That brings us to the matters of budget. First of all, budget for Paris meeting, and then budget planning for the summit. Nick has some information on the second matter, some general costing list. Nick, would you care to speak on that? Nick? Probably on mute in a hotel room in Washington, which then means I will...
Sorry, I was muted. I didn't know I was muted, but I was muted.
I guess that. Nick, now tell us what you just spent 5 minutes telling the thin air.
Sorry, no, I wasn't talking for 5 minutes, fortunately. No, I was just saying that once Evan comes on, I do have updates, or I can do them now. I just...
Okay, well, if you prefer to hold, I'll ask the matters under the... Say again? Somebody just joined us? Can you identify yourself?
This is Andreas. Hi.
Hi, Andreas. Welcome on board.
Thank you.
Thank heaven.
Good to meet you all.
Okay, thank heaven for Skype. Rudy is about to join us.
He's writing, so it seems to be.
All right. Excellent. I think we need to stick with a hybrid mechanism of communication. We need more than just a phone booth. Sebastian, there was a significant discussion on the last minute about budget and the fact that there was already... a lot done for planning for the Paris meeting. Would you like to bring us up to any information you'd like to share with us, particularly for the new members on this call? That significant work was done in the first set of planning exercises, and that what we would be looking at for wherever the summit is a modification of those figures and a refinement of those figures, and I gather that Nick has some of those refinement figures for us.
Yes, thank you, Cheryl. We had quite at the beginning a budget trying to take into account a large part of the amounts needed to have a summit in any place, but in fact it was for the Paris meeting. We need, I guess, to change a little bit some figures, for example, the price of the hotel, the per diem must be a little bit different, and some other figures, but the overall budget could be the same. Now that we have a little bit more time, I guess we need to enter before to produce our budget to a discussion on how many members will really come to this summit. I was of the position to say for the first budget that we will include all the possible participants to have a real extreme and full budget of what we could need. But as we know, no, everybody will travel to, if it's in Africa or where the meeting will be, and because some maybe are dormant organization or not anymore interested with ICANN staff or because they don't have time or and then it will be better to have this type of discussion now to have a real budget, not just a full maximum expense possibilities.
Rudy Valsnik.
Joined.
Welcome, Rudy, and I think I heard someone else join just before Rudy while Sebastian was speaking. Can you?
That was me, Cheryl. Hi there.
Hi, Evan. Welcome on board. I gather your day has gone to crap.
Yeah, it started with 2 hours spent inside the Toronto Metro and went downhill from there.
All our sympathies are with you, so sorry about that. We're just to the point in the agenda where we are discussing budget. And I think you heard most of what Sebastian was saying.
Right.
We have, in fact, jumped past the lack of reports from the various sub-working groups. But seeing as you've arrived, I would very much like to give you the opportunity to perhaps reiterate what Darlene said on behalf of you.
Uh-oh.
how much hasn't been done by either of the sub-working groups, and perhaps respond to the very important matter of getting the budget done and getting it done right. And then we have some information from Nick, which he will share with us on this matter. So go ahead, please, Evan.
Okay. As Darlene has probably said on my behalf, I'm somewhat embarrassed to have had very little time of my own to be able to spend on some of this. In terms of the logistics and the other things, essentially what we've done is we've gotten a group together. We have not scheduled some time yet on which to do to be able to have these groups. I'm hoping that we'll be able to do them on Skype at predetermined times that, you know, won't require, you know, the formality of a conference call, but at least allow us to do some good things. In terms of the logistics and so on, our first priority, I think, is going to be working with the mechanisms that Nick has set up in terms of the polling and to try and find out in it as far in advance as we can of what people are going to want to try and deal with. And going to what Sebastian had said about the budget in terms of, you know, how many ALSs are going to be showing up. One of the fundamental things that was important to us at the beginning was the issue that ALSs would have to have done some homework and showed some resolve in wanting to be active in issues and not just sit back and listen or to see this as a vacation, but we would be expecting ALSs to try and do something active. So at least from my perspective, one of our first priorities is going to be determining what that homework is, determining what that work in advance is going to be, because we're going to have to put that into the hands of the ALSs fairly soon in order so that they can complete that ahead of time so we can understand, you know, how many are going to show up, and that's going to have budget implications.
Certainly. Thanks very much for that, Evan. Nick, if you're not accidentally on mute again, perhaps now would be an ideal time for you to come into the conversation as well.
Okay. What I would there's a couple things is echoing Evan's point on the surveying. I'll be quite happy if you all could finalize that sooner rather than later so that I can get it translated and then obviously put into Big Pulse so that we can actually begin the process of the survey with an objective of sending out an email to every list and also individually to ALSs asking them to fill it in, since that would obviously help you all decide make choices about the content and the output and the issues to be handled. On the budgeting point, it's probably not very interesting, but the at-large summit proposal is being treated for the purposes of the budget, the ICANN budget and operating plan as a special potential special project. So it will not be incorporated into the at-large department budget.
it will be a separate project, presuming, you know, that it goes ahead. I have asked the meeting staff, as you may have seen, to provide some decent estimates based on very rough assumptions. A three-day meeting, maybe two, but a three-day meeting, I guess, and, two plenary sessions for 100 people and two meetings for 50 people and then, you know, five meetings for 20 people. Just so that we would have some reasonable numbers for the costs of audiovisual interpreters and
right.
And meeting space.
That's excellent news.
And I'm the only reason I tried to have it in advance of this call so that you all would be able to review this, but the budgeting the deadline for the first part of the budgeting process in ICANN from all departments was last Friday. So everybody was very consumed in getting their worksheets in. But as soon as I have it, obviously I'll send it to all of you.
Can I ask, beyond sending it to us, that we also then need to have the budget subcommittee meet as a matter of urgency on that matter, and that we should, because of that, also fast-track the matter of getting the survey out. And to that end, I'm going to exercise my right as croaky throat chair and suggest we open up that topic for discussion now.
Okay. Cheryl, if I can say something at this point,
please.
This might be a good area where having two separate subgroups might not be such a good idea. Because it involves the logistics of the pre-planning and because it involves the nature of the programming, this might be an area where the entire group as a whole needs to be involved, where the splitting of the two separate subgroups probably doesn't serve the interest. And also in terms of expediency, getting people involved as quickly as possible, at least we can get the numbers if we bring everyone together.
Okay.
That's my suggestion in terms of helping, in terms of moving this forward, and rather than making it the subgroups thing, that this particular issue of getting the surveys online is something everyone can work on.
Fine. Can we expand on that somehow by a discussion now? Would anyone else like to raise that issue and speak to that issue?
Is it possible to get this survey somewhere? It's on a website, or it's on the mailing list, or
it was emailed out to the list. I believe Darlene and one other person commented and said it looked like a great survey to them. Wolf and I, Wolf originated the first version. I then tidied it up and put it into a format where it would be possible to have it translated and be easy to see. What parts of the survey were actual survey and what parts were placeholders for the different blocks that make up a survey.
Yeah, I have to give my own apologies for not having given that the diligence it needs. I'm going to be swamped until about Wednesday, and after that you have my word that I will go through it as deeply as I possibly can.
Well, just so that everyone knows, from the point at which you all say, please go, we're happy with it. It will take about a week to have it translated, and it will then take several days to be put online. So I would just ask you all to factor in that timeline to your...
I'm wondering if we can put an approval to this meeting for it just to go to, in its current form, to go to translation and to go up to Big Pulse, then if we need to have a second run at some drill down, which might be the result of closer diligence such as Evan is proposing, we can put that into play, but it would mean we are getting some feedback coming in within 10 to 14 days from today's meeting.
Yeah, I don't think we can put this off any longer. I think we should just jump into it.
Yeah. Well, and also what you're saying, Cheryl, is good because even if there's going to be modifications, there's going to be a substantial amount of the current survey that will already be there. So by having that already done faster, then it makes the task of translating subsequent edits is probably a lot simpler.
That's correct. So I'm going to suggest that, and if anyone objects to that, they should speak now.
I have no disagreement. I am unable to find where it was sent, and but that's okay. We need to go ahead. If I have something to say,
I will
be another time.
Wait it now. Finding.
I totally remember it being sent out, and then a few weeks later, Nick coming back and saying, "Okay, nobody else. So since nobody's disapproved of it, let's go."
Okay, well, Nick, I'll get you, or more to the point, staff, to resend it with this resolution from the meeting to the list. And unless we get enormous protests, people ringing me and saying, don't you dare put it out, I would suggest that it just goes, and it goes to translation in the next 24 hours. Correct?
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
It has just been sent.
Fantastic. And I apologize for my typing. I'm not a touch typist, which means when I'm reading screens, my fingers don't always know where they're going on the keyboard. Okay. Going back to the formal minutes, technically we are still in review of activity since the last meeting. Is there any activity that has not been discussed that needs to be raised at this meeting? If you'd like to either just start in or ping me on Skype to let me know you'd like to speak, I'll recognise you.
You know, I have a problem with the program for Paris, and probably Sebastian can explain it a little bit more in detail. So far, I did not yet see a detailed agenda for one of the so-called preparatory meetings, which we I think there was a consensus in the last telephone conference call that we used the Paris meeting for a preparatory conference for to prepare the summit meeting. And this is what I expect what we should do now immediately. So if you go to the ICANN website and the Paris conference, so the schedule, the agenda is not yet published. But so I think we have to do this in the next 2 weeks to agree on the dates and then the special agenda and speakers and, you know, probably outcomes for such a preparatory meeting.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is Evan. One of the things that we had considered, at least from the initial conversations, I think, of the logistics group, was essentially making sure that there was some kind of a workshop at the Paris meeting, which is different from the kind of prep meeting that I think was just mentioned. Because sort of some of the outreach things were sort of put within the logistics group, one of the things I would very much like to do and make sure that we could push to have it on the agenda is room for a summit workshop that was designed not as a preparatory meeting to create and develop the program, but as something that would explain and engage the rest of the ICANN community in the summit, explain what it's trying to do, answer any questions, dispel any myths, and essentially make a presentation to the rest of the ICANN community on what the workshop is intending to do. So I would still like to request that that get put on the agenda for the Paris meeting, and I don't want it to at all affect the work of the preparatory meeting that was just discussed. I don't think the two have similar purposes, and I think they both need to be there.
Yes, Ivan, there's no difference. This is totally irrelevant how we call it or what the name is. It's a workshop or preparatory meeting or something like that. But, you know, we have to use the Paris meeting to pave the way for the real summit which will take place in Africa.
Oh.
So far, as I can see, you know, there is still little on paper or online. And we have to be more specific about that and to use this unique opportunity. So that's a great chance we have, an opportunity, and we have to use it. And if we are passive and silent, then nothing will happen. So, and we risk that we will lose an opportunity.
Okay. Now, Nick, who do we talk to in terms of inserting ourselves with it into the agenda for Paris? Obviously, we have two separate meetings with two very different functions, one being an internal preparatory meeting, the other one being an external advocacy/explanatory workshop. What's our process of ensuring that both of these get on the agenda for Paris?
Well, in the first instance, there is a Paris meeting page on the ALAC wiki, which is where the community schedule will get built. The meeting plan working group for at-large has a mailing list, and now I believe, Cheryl, you have it in mind for that group to have a meeting quite directly.
Oh, my jolly word.
After the ALAC meeting. So, you know, I think all that needs to be done is for it to be, you know, for that to be taken.
But you understand the purpose of having one meeting that is an internal ALAC track thing and the other one that is meant to be a very public workshop.
I do understand that. The second thing I would say is the important thing to remember here is that the Paris meeting is shortened by a day from the normal ICANN meeting schedule. So I will go and speak to Diane about the possibilities of what day has has free time. And, you know, I mean, the objective here obviously would be to schedule something like this on a time slot which doesn't compete with something everyone else will want to go to. So I just have to speak to Diane and see if there is what she sees as a good slot for something like this.
Right. I mean, because the planning meeting, the preparatory meeting, is more of an internal thing, that could be in a situation where, for instance, it's concurrent with some of the other constituency meetings, as opposed to, you know, I mean, it's generally that there's one day that's usually sort of workshop day that I hope we could have our thing slotted in.
Yeah, I think the schedule is going to be a little mixed up this time compared to the normal schedule where constituency day is on Tuesday and Wednesday is the workshop day. And I haven't seen, you know, in case anyone is wondering, I have not seen any framework schedule yet either myself. So I'll just talk to Diane about it and see, you know, and try and find a good plot, really.
Thank you.
Basically.
By the way, is there any objection here to the idea that we need two separate meetings in Paris, one public and one internal?
Nope.
I think this is fine. So that means we have to have some more business meeting, you know, to clear all the technical details for organization, outreach, you know, agenda and things like that and documents. And then we have to make it, you know, outreach. So these are two components of more or less the same basic project.
And certainly the survey will feed into the second part. I'm wondering whether or not in the big pulse, not the translation, because it's not a major change of content, but can we ask the ALSs who are being surveyed who, if any of them, will be being represented by someone in Paris as well?
We can add that, yeah.
Perfect.
I think that would be well worthwhile. We can then extend out that perhaps more formal meeting as well and make better use of these people who will be involved in the summit while we can get them into the more formal planning meetings and subgroup activities. Okay. Sorry.
I would like to add...
Go ahead, Sebastian.
Sebastian. I think it's quite urgent that Nick sends something to Diana. The overall schedule of the Paris meeting was supposed to be on the website since 1 week, and it's supposed to be today. at least for the last time possible. But then if we want to have something during the formal day of the meeting, that means between the 23 to the 26, that's a short time, that's 4 days, we really need to say it now and to say it quite urgently and speak up, because it will be conflicting with other things. I know that this discussion happened at the board meeting about the organization of the overall meeting. Yes, it shortened from 1 day, and the meeting will stop on Saturday evening, but the overall architecture of the meeting will be reorganized, and we will not see 1 day for general meetings and 1 day for board meeting and relation issue. One goal is to have as much as possible a discussion amongst constituency, and not to stay at silo meetings. And it's why we need, as ALAC and at large, to have those meetings prior on Saturday and Sunday. And then if we want to have something in front of all the other participants, it's mandatory to say it as soon as possible. And how long time we want, and I will try to follow from my end, but even if it's in Paris, I am not at all in charge of the organization of the content of the meeting at all. But I can follow some discussion, because obviously we are a little bit more closer than others on this discussion today.
Well, Nick, if I can follow up on that, if what that means is that things are so compressed that it becomes difficult, the one that's important to have as part of the regular stream, it would be the public workshop. And the private one, if things are really compressed, essentially if we have to schedule it a day before, is that really out of bounds?
I'm sorry. So
could we have the private workshop on Sunday?
No, but I think it will be either on Saturday or Sunday. We will have to schedule this discussion, this internal discussion. I am sure that we will find time, even if we have a lot of things to do as ALAC and as at large. We will find time on, let's say, on Sunday or it's one of the topics we need to discuss anyway in one of our meeting for at large.
Just so everyone is aware, the actual budget is to be approved by the board in Paris. So when you're looking at having a public workshop talk about the summit, by that point, it won't really be, I don't believe at that point it will be a question that the workshop would have much of an effect on whether or not ICANN would be funding, or to what extent ICANN would be funding, whichever it may be, the summit. Would be the discussions between all the different stakeholders about the various options in the draft budget, I think, will have happened before then.
The intention was not that the workshop would be a budgetary thing, Nick, so much as introducing the concept of the summit to the rest of the constituencies, one thing in advance, not to basically accept questions on whether or not it needs to exist, because that question will have been answered, but effectively to get input from other stakeholders that could then later be incorporated into the program, perhaps, or essentially answer questions other may have. It was not intended that the workshop was going to be of a budgetary or should this happen kind of issue, but to essentially get the input of the other stakeholders in ICANN to see what input they may have or what suggestions they may have, and especially to make sure that they're aware of what's going on so we can be transparent about this.
Yes.
It's not intended to, you know, do you think this should happen? That's not the point of the workshop.
Yeah, even you are absolutely right, and that's the right point. But on the other hand, you know, if the you should not underestimate if we can bring good and great arguments in the workshop to convince the broader community about the rationale of the summit, this will certainly, you know, create a more favorable environment for the board than to make the relevant decisions with regard to the budget. So that means if we can convince the rest of the world that the summit is a great idea and it should be supported, then it would be much more easier for the board to say, okay, you know, we have to support these guys. And insofar, the workshop should be before discussion and the final decision is made on the budget. So my timetable would be to have the internal workshop on Monday and the public workshop on Monday, the internal workshop on Sunday, and the public workshop on Monday and Tuesday. So because my understanding is that the board will have its final meeting on Thursday, so there would be time enough, you know, to translate then the message, you know, from the public workshop to all board directors so that they are ready to accept.
I think we have to work as if the meeting, the summit will happen at the next ICANN meeting. We don't need to discuss if it will happen, if we will have the budget. We have to take that as it will happen and we will have the budget. But we need to discuss with the other constituency. Maybe they are willing to have feedback from our side or some answer. They could have questions about what the end user think about any question that the registry constituency, the business constituency, the registrar constituency could have. Then it's important also to have this discussion with all the other stakeholders. Government could have some question too, and if it could be done during one public session, it would be better.
Indeed. Okay, well, I would suggest, seeing as ALAC meeting planning owns the option for the weekend, that we sit with the internal meetings occurring as part of the Sunday/Saturday. I should perhaps warn you all that we are already booking up Sunday, which is normally for just our one-day workshop, for cross-constituency meeting. We have a meeting with the GNSO Council now slated for breakfast and immediately after breakfast. This idea of having the ICANN meeting one day shorter simply means it becomes one day much busier somewhere else. The same amount of work still needs to be done, if not more work. We are also assuming that the meeting, the proposed meeting with the GAC and possibly the CCNSO will also be occurring on the Sunday. So what we discuss here has significant ramifications on the work and agenda planning for the whole of the ALAC and at-large constituencies, meetings and activities in Paris. I'm not saying that that's a problem, I'm just saying it's a fact. Anybody else wish to raise any points or discuss this matter further? If not, we'll move on to any other business.
Under AOB, I have one. I don't know if it's suggestion or thought.
Go ahead, Nick. AOB.
Would it be helpful if the staff were to take the existing plan and make a list of all the open issues to be decided? Of two kinds of logistics, the logistics track, and then also on the content track. And send that around, of, you know, sort of an open issue to
help focus the two working groups sort of completing answering those questions.
I think that'd be really, really useful now.
I'm keenly aware of the fact that it's marching on, and obviously the sooner that a complete package is done, the better it would be.
I think the easy answer is yes, Nick. However, being the Democrat that I am, anyone who wants to object to that proposal can speak now. In the absence of anybody saying that, I will say that the answer to that is yes. Thank you very much, Nick. If staff could do that, that would be appreciated. Now, one question that's been raised on a separate Skype area from the chat is going to cut and paste that into our main line as well. If you don't mind, Andreas, I'm going to just take our offside conversation and incorporate into the current one, because he raises a very important question, and that is that of remote participation. Now, remote participation in all of the aspects of what goes on in Paris, and of course at our meetings in Paris, is very important. And I guess I'd like to have the answer to that question myself, if Nick or perhaps Sebastian can give us some information on the expectations of remote participation during the Paris meeting.
I can if you don't want to.
From what I know, the facility will be the same than in the previous meetings, and remote participation will be possible. I hope that we will have enough bandwidth to do it on a less expensive way, like using Skype, but it will be, I am sure that it will be a possibility. I have conference call on that matter at the end or beginning of next week, and I will be able to give you more information on that, but I will keep that in mind to be sure about that, yes.
I think that's very important. Thank you, Sebastian. That would be great. Nick, did you have anything additional?
Well, I would say, I set out every meeting
joined
to make remote participation work better, and needless to say, the success rate of that is certainly mixed. That would be a nice way to put it. I can think of other expletive-based ways to put it. I will do my best. I know that the subject of making remote participation really effective and of high quality has become a big subject within the staff, and my understanding is that they expect to put real effort into this. Try and remedy some of the problems that we have, especially the spectacular problems that we have with audio in New Delhi. So we shall see how that works. Certainly, we can use chat facilities and the like. Those provisions are already available on the public participation side of ICANN, and the only reason that those haven't worked terribly well is, well, not the only reason, but the largest reason is because it does require somebody in the meeting to be actively monitoring the chat room, and it also requires those who are not in the meeting to know where to go to get to the chat room. So
I've always found that a challenge, personally.
Well, we can certainly ensure that we provide URLs on the meeting pages for that, so that community members will know where to go and how to connect to it, and then have one sitting who is watching the chat. But of course, the other side of it is you really need some kind of link to the room in order to hear what is taking place.
Well, Nick, what? I understand. Oh, sorry, there's a lot of clacking in the background there. Nick, I understand how that you might have a serious staff shortage problem with being able to, you know, like watch the chat as it goes by and then, you know, be able to run up to the mic. I mean, but if you're going to have people from ALSs there, can't you volunteer us or ask us if any of us want to help that way? Because we're going to be in the meeting anyways. I mean, use us. Put
well,
us to work. You're paying to be there.
That's one of the things that I had talked to Kieran about, and I said, look, I will ask the community if there can be a volunteer in each of the at-large rooms with watching the public participation chat channels and letting the meeting know what is happening in those chat channels. And of course, the people in the meeting could join the chat channel with those who are not present. So certainly, that I think is a good idea and probably the only way to do it. Though, fortunately, this time around, we will have not just me helping you with your meetings, but also Frederick and Matthias in town. So it will actually be a little easier for us to help, too.
Well, if you need another volunteer for that, put me on. I would be happy to help.
Always happy to accept offers of help.
I actually see that as a very sensible role from RALO Secretariat's participation points of view as well, because you're the ones who are definitely going to be at these places and in these spaces and do need to take back the information to your member ALSs. So I see it as actually making your job working smarter, not harder anyway, as well as an enormous facilitation and assistance. And perhaps if Frederick and Matthias could take those sage-like words of mine to heart, and ensure that when they're working with the RALOs, that they also hear that sort of a cooperation and energy that we're hearing from the North American Secretariat would make everybody's life, including at-large and ALACs, a whole lot easier.
That's precisely the tie-in I saw as well, and I'm sure that the other secretariats, if they're, you know, apprised of the situation, would be, you know, willing to help for sure.
Yeah, well, I think my less than subtle suggestion is make it so.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
On behalf of, well, they're going to beat me up now, but no, I'm pretty sure they'd be willing to help.
Okay, well, we blame Darlene, and the response is make it happen. Any other business?
Cheryl, this is Danny.
Go ahead, Danny.
Welcome
aboard.
I missed part of the call I was on with Chuck Gomes. Quick question, will there be a call for papers?
For the summit or for the prep com?
For the summit.
I would think that would be something that the content sub-working group would be doing, but I'll ask the content sub-working group.
I think this is part of the internal workshop in Paris, so I think that's a key issue, and certainly we have to produce CFPs.
Okay,
so it sounds like the answer is yes. Danny, one thing I would like to perhaps get from you is your involvement at least the Skype chat level on these meetings, if not so that when you are on other calls you've got a record of what people have been discussing in IRC mode. So if I can get you to work with Darlene and Evan to come up and look at the bookmark chat, and perhaps they can send you some of the archives as well from that chat, I think that would be most useful. But yes, I think a call for papers is extraordinarily important, and perhaps very much the first thing that we should be doing as a result of our survey. When we've established the done the needs analysis, then that needs analysis needs to become public so people may be able to create and plan for the type of presentation they may wish to offer.
I was taking note of Evan's comments that he's expecting the ALSs to do something active and to have some advanced work done. And for the amount of money we're spending on this thing, it's the very least that I'd expect to be seeing.
Look, Danny, this has always been there is no free ride. In fact, we wanted to have much higher levels of accountability in our first run of the summit planning, we were going to get them to sign undertakings. but we've been toned down from our perhaps less rigorous suggestions to begin with. But yes, there's no free lunch on this, not at all.
Yeah, your point is well taken, Danny. This thing cannot be seen in any way, shape, or form as a free ride or vacation or cheap travel for anybody. ALSs are going to be part of the solutions we come up with by force.
I mean, I wanted to put RFID chips in everybody, but they wouldn't let me. And actually, he probably thinks I'm joking. Sad thing is, I wasn't. Okay, it wasn't going to be indwelling, it was going to be bracelets, but never mind, they wouldn't let me do it. Something about privacy. any other business? I am aware that we started some 10 minutes after the hour, but I am keen to get us back onto the hour and now 3 minutes meeting schedule. So, in the absence of any other business, I'm going to ask for
just
time
can
to
we
meeting.
Can
yes go ahead
just
go ahead,
yeah just can we did we decide for our next meeting? Yes, it was your last question.
This was my final comment. Yeah, Sebastian, you're right. Next telephone conference.
Well, that's good to see you're all channeling my thoughts. That's excellent. Next meeting, date and time. Can I have suggestions? First of all, with the date.
2 weeks from now.
A fortnight from now. That is the 22nd. 22nd of April, and at what time? We've been 22, 21, and 2000 UTC. Please don't make it any earlier than 2000 UTC, or I don't actually get to go to bed before I get back up again.
Cheryl, quick question.
Go ahead.
You know, we do have a global fellowships program. Would it be possible for Nick to get the survey out to those fellowship participants?
Ooh, absolutely no reason why not, and I can assure you if I start channeling one of my vice chairs, Xander, she would be very excited about that possibility.
Well, good. I mean, I always like to keep thinking that the at-large is supposed to be about individuals, and you know, many of these people fit that bill.
The one thing I would note there, though, is the fellowship, the recipients of the fellowship program may not be known.
But they'll have passed as well as present already for Paris.
Right. We've got three lists up already from the last three sessions as to which people they are.
Okay. I don't mean to throw water on this, but we've gone through some of this before, and the scope of the fellowship recipients and the scope of at-large and ALSs is not a total mesh, and I'm just concerned about the fact that this is intended to be an ALS summit, not a general purpose summit, and I want to make sure that the scope is maintained.
Fair enough, Evan, but I think we need to exploit whatever overlap does occur, and in fact it may be that in the world of the fellowship organisers that happen to be doing their work in the same meeting space as the summit, that there may be a suggestion or requirement that some of the fellowship recipients may wish to be a very active part of the summit so that that nexus can be properly exploited.
Evan raises an interesting point, though, something I hadn't thought about, but I think we should give it a bit more thought. I guess when I look at the fellowship people, I don't see them fitting into any other body within the organization proper. So I would think that the at-large would be their natural home, but...
It's actually the one place that is not their natural home.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why I say that. The fellowship program deliberately excludes people who identify themselves as simply internet users on the basis that there is travel funding for individual internet users. Through at large. So
So they literally pick people politically from government and business and everything else. So, yes, these people are individuals, but they don't self-identify as part of the, as individuals, as part of the fellowship program.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, certainly in the past, many of the fellowship recipients have, particularly from the emerging and developing economies, have been perhaps across non-commercial, commercial, government, NCUC, and our state.
Yeah, I just made the comment I did because the last time I, the last conversations I had with, I had some very good conversations with a number of fellowship people, but they were all from, African and Asian registrars. So, I just wondered how much of a mesh there was.
Well, certainly there's no harm in widening the survey outreach. Any nexus that we can discover, and in my usual happy to exploit anything I can get my hands on for the greater good, I think we should at least certainly put it out wider. What comes of it is yet to be seen. We have a call up on the Skype chat at the moment for a meeting at 2000 hours UTC on April 23rd. I will now call on the conference line for anyone who disagrees with our next meeting to be the 23rd of April, that is Wednesday, the 23rd of April at 8 p.m. 2000 hours UTC. I'll leave that
open. This is Wednesday.
Yes, we're just switching it to Wednesday was a suggestion.
Okay, that's good. Okay, that's fine for me.
That could happen. I have surgery that day, so I definitely would not be in on that.
Okay. Does that mean that we can have an alternate back on the 22nd, or you will be sending in a...
Would Tuesday be the compromise?
Tuesday could be.
Oh, hold on.
Anybody against Tuesday?
Yeah, I told my problem is that I will be with the ICANN team the 21 and the 22 in Paris for organizing the meeting, and I think I will be in trouble to be the 22 somewhere for a conference call, but I can try. I am not sure to succeed.
Can I make a suggestion? We've used that doodle tool in the past, and it's worked very well to come up with a bunch of dates and see what works best. We're not going to solve this on this call.
Yeah.
Ever hopeful of getting us into a standard pattern, Evan. I'm still ever hopeful of getting us into a standard pattern. I do like predictability. If it's at least in a 24-hour frame, then that's better than nothing. But let's put it on Doodle. But the options will be 22 or 23 at 2200 hours UTC. And the only other thing I would like to ask is that as we leave, can one of the staff stay on, unless you've got a listing? I'm not sure that we've caught all of the participants in terms of roll call. So either roll call as you are leaving, or we need to make sure that Matthias or somebody is capturing who is on this list. Now, I notice Matthias is writing frantically on Skype, so perhaps he's going to tell me something.
I think I have everybody, actually, I think.
Okay. But
I've been listening
all
and
right.
People are joining.
Okay, well, as long as somebody is there to notice who's leaving, I'm now at exactly 1 hour after we started and 12 minutes after we should have, calling this meeting to an end, thanking you all very, very much for your participation, and particularly...
I will do the doodle thing for everybody. I will do the doodle question.
Thank you. Thank you, Sebastian. Yes, up on Doodle. Excellent. Please, it should make sure when you're looking at Skype that it's 2000 hours, not 22. My wishful thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
2000 hours is the preference of the community. And I'd like to thank all the new people on the call and hope that you all continue to be as active and involved, and particularly if you'd like to be involved in one of the subgroups on content or logistics, that would be excellent. Bye for now.
Thank you very much. Good night. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nick Ashton-Hart.
Left.